Thank you for calling Omex Health. Parthini is speaking. May I please get an email address to locate an account for you?
Yes, email address is molassestango@gmail.com. That's molassestango@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for the information. Your first and last name, please.
Christopher Nasopoulos.
Okay, thank you. And your shipping address?
Is 11 Lomita Drive, Mill Valley, California, 94941. And that seems to be the problem. So I made an order, and I can probably find the order number. Made an order, and then I just got something from Rachel last night that said, thanks for contacting us. There's no shipping street address, only a string of numbers, and the zip code contains only 3 digits. So not sure how it even got sent out from your place without some sort of completed address, or maybe the package got bunged up on the way. But anyway, it was about two weeks ago that it was shipped. So it's sitting somewhere in UPS in a UPS facility.
Okay. Now I can go ahead and look into that for you. Allow me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Now, I can go ahead and get that address updated for you. Can you repeat it for me, please?
Sure. It's 11 Lomita Drive, L-O-M-I-T-A Drive, in Mill Valley, two words, M-I-L-L, Valley, California, 9491.
I'm sorry, the line cut out. Only got 94.
94941.
Okay, thank you. So I have 11 Lomita, L-O-M-I-T-A Drive, Mill Valley, California, 94941.
Spot on.
Okay, thank you. I'm just updating that for you now. Allow me 1 second. Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Now, as of the product, the Omex Professional Strength Omega 3, I'll go ahead and get that reshipped out for you. You should be receiving it within 7 to 10 business days.
So what about the stuff that didn't never made it? Does that just get sent back to you, I guess?
Probably. Yeah, we're just going to do a reship.
Okay. All right, that's a bummer. Okay, well, Is there any way to speed things up to expedite it? Because it's I did make this order a long time ago, and And it, I, you know, I put my account in, so I'm not sure. This doesn't seem like something that we could have had any control over on our end.
Okay, now when you place the order, you do have to provide your own personal information. We can't make it go any faster. It'll take the same 7 to 10 business days. I do apologize about that.
Okay, so, but I did make the order, I'm just curious because your shipping department sent something out with apparently an incomplete address. So, again, that's not our fault at all. I mean, whether if you didn't have the correct information from me, then I would assume that the shipping department would have asked. So, I mean, a three digit zip code, you know. Anybody who works in shipping is going to know that that's not going to fly. It's not going to go anywhere. So if there's anything you can do to expedite it, to do it the next level up of shipping, that would be great. You know, again, this wasn't anything that we could have had any control over. So I'm not trying to blame you. Blame your shipping department, but they did ship something that had an incomplete address on it. So.
And again, I do apologize about that, sir. But whatever shipping address that you provided to us, that's where they sent it out to. So they won't hassle you if they don't know where you actually live. They'll think it's an actual shipping address that you're providing.
Okay. All right. That doesn't make it any sense. I don't know why they would send it out with completely. I mean, you know, I know my shipping address, and when I do this all the time. So anyway, okay. I don't want to argue with you, but if there's any way that you can expedite this, that I would appreciate that, because again, this absolutely is not our fault. I mean, it's not, even if I put in the wrong address, the shipping department should never have shipped something with a three-digit zip code. It doesn't make any sense. So now you have product that's $150 worth of product that's stuck somewhere, or it's going to come back to you, I presume. But we have to wait now. It'll end up being a month from the date of our of my order, instead of somebody contacting me and saying, "Whoa, we have an odd shipping address here." I don't get it. I mean, as far as customer service goes, it seems like if it was my company, I would expedite whatever I was sending. That would be on me. So I'll leave it at that. You decide. I don't want to badger you about it. It just, in terms of customer service, I would really appreciate having this expedited, because it will be a month by the time we get it.
Okay, and again, I do apologize about that, but we don't have any expedited shipping, so it'll still take the 7 to 10 business days.
Oh, you don't even have expedited shipping.
That's correct. We don't have that.
Okay. All right. Well, if you can process this as soon as possible, I'd appreciate it.
I'll go ahead and get that done for you today. So it should be
Thank
on the
you
next
so much.
Route. If you don't receive it within 7 to 10 business days from today, make sure that you do give us a call back.
Great, thank you. And if you could send me an email, I guess I do get an automated email when it ships. Is that correct?
That's correct. You will receive an email.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything?